and it's now a pleasure to ask two representatives of School Students Against the War, Rosanna, who's 11, and Hannah, to speak to you now. Please welcome Rosanna and Hannah.
We said, we are not going to let this war be in our name. We are not going to let the school students be branded apathetic. We are not going to let Blair get away with his corrupted version of democracy. When Tony Blair sits down his children and tells them he may have to resign, we can see how close we came to stopping this war. So we're here again. This time we're here to show that we will not put up with their lives. That the troops must be withdrawn because the Iraqis must be listened to, and that if they dare think that they can attack any other country on their list, that once again we will be out in force. We will be there whenever they try to lie to us again, to go to war unjustified and without our support. We will be there protesting. When Bush comes to Britain in November, we will be there protesting. We will not let them rest, because after all, as school students, we are the future. I'd like to hand over to Rosanna, who's 11, and a couple of weeks ago, led a school strike in her school.
I'm age 11. Oh, I am against the war, and I was on a huge anti-war demonstration of 2 million people. Tony Blair's government lied to us. I wrote a letter to my MP, Ivan Henson, who supported the war. I told him I was against the war and asked him how he would feel if somebody bombed his home and killed his family and friends. He sent a reply saying he supported Tony Blair. Well, he's just ignorant, warmongering, just like his leader. I live in Harwich, and 2 weeks ago it was announced they were going to close our maternity unit. A protest was organised and we organised a school strike. We encouraged people to leave school at lunchtime and protest at their closure. They have money for war and to murder people, but we can't have a maternity unit or a 24-hour accident emergency department. We went on strike and we will strike again. And this is one of the chants we sang. Health bosses hear us say, NHS is here to stay. And here's the chant. Blair out, school out, out of Iraq. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And I'd just like to announce now that one of the people who was involved in the school student strikes earlier this year, Carl Debo, is facing police charges. He was arrested on the day that war broke out. He's facing charges which could possibly lead to a prison sentence for Carl. Now we should all express our solidarity with him and demand that those charges are dropped. His next court hearing is on the 24th of October outside Belmarsh Magistrates Court, and so we're wanting to organise a picket, 9:30 a.m. Belmarsh Magistrates Court, which is in South East London, and send a message of solidarity and support from this rally to Carl.